The Sundance Film Festival is wrapping up today in my hometown, Park City, Utah. But even though those movies have made it into the festival, there's no guarantee they'll be seen on the big screen anyplace else. Some companies are trying to change that. NPR's Acacia Squires reports.
The golden age of Hollywood, when Americans flocked to theaters for a chance to see their favorite stars on the silver screen.
I'm singing in the rain.
Big studios held a virtual monopoly over every step of the process, from grooming the stars to distribution, and the industry was booming. But fast forward to today, and it's a different picture. With movies on demand, Netflix, and iTunes, more people are customizing their experience and watching from home. Today, theaters fill up at a rate of only about 15%. As a result, audiences and filmmakers are missing out on that big screen experience. So film producer Nicholas Gonda, who produced the Oscar-nominated Tree of Life, started a company, Tug.com, where audiences and filmmakers themselves, not studios, decide where and when movies play.
It's not as though people aren't wanting to see movies anymore. People are just more selective than ever of the films they want to see.
So how does it work? Take independent filmmaker Clay Baroga.
We are one-man bands, you know, in training. We taught ourselves video production, our whole staff, you can sort of say the same thing.
Baroga and his partner, Dan Hayes, made the independent documentary Honor Flight. And like many documentaries, it didn't have a big-name studio behind it to get theatrical distribution. To them, Tug seemed like an interesting idea. So they added their movie to the over 1,000 titles already in the Tug library, chose theaters across the country where they wanted it to screen, set specific dates. Then, they reached out to everyone they knew over social media to promote the screenings. There's a catch, though. Baroga and Hayes have to fill the seats or the show doesn't go on. Dan Hayes.
This is still an experiment for us, and I think it's an experiment for everybody.
Sebastian Tordaz, who teaches film at the University of Southern California, is skeptical Tug.com or any service like it might actually be the answer to the complicated and expensive process of film distribution.
There is really no one distributor that will do it all. They are just part of the puzzle in actually distributing true independent movies today.
So far, for Clay Baroga and Dan Hayes, that's a big piece of the puzzle. They've run 19 Tug screenings of their documentary, and 40 more are expected, just as long as they sell all of those seats. For NPR News, I'm Acacia Squires.